So praise God. Today is Happy Mother's Day. Amen. And God does things the way he does them, and they're important. There are scriptures that tell us that if we honor our mother and our father, it will go well with us, and we will live long on the earth. And all of us, each and every one of us, guess what? I have a newsflash for you. You were once a kid. Somebody gave you birth. All of us are sitting here because some lady laid down her life in time to give you birth. Amen. Praise God. So, it is very important to honor our mother and our father. Pastor said to tell your mom at least one thing you appreciate of her. Well, my mom is in heaven, but I certainly will spend a little moment to acknowledge her. I do often anyway. I thank her for so many things. But take the time to honor your mother if she's no longer with you. If she's with you, please, please make sure that you treat her right today. If she's not here today, give her a call. Well, not just today. Oh, my God, you ladies. Mischievous Lupita. Okay, so praise God. Let's go ahead. On that happy note, we're going to start. Amen. So happy Mother's Day, ladies. Oh, my gosh. So every year, whether it comes to Christmas, the resurrection, or Mother's Day, I feel like I'm just adding a brushstroke to a picture that God is trying to paint for us in those areas. Amen. And so happy Mother's Day. And let's see what happens today. So this is for Brian, but it's actually for all of you. So once a mother, always a mother. Sorry. Grown don't mean nothing to a mother. A child is a child. They get bigger, older, but grown, what's that supposed to mean? In my heart, it don't mean a thing. And we will always love our children, no matter how old they get. They are our babies. They are precious. They're a part of us. Even some of their cells were deposited in our being, so we would never forget them. God had us carry them in our bodies so that we would never. It's like when your child leaves your house, it's like cutting off your arm. You know, if part of you goes, and that's how God wanted it, to be that close and that tight. But children, never think that you're going to outgrow your mom, ever. From a distance, she will love you. From a distance, she will pray for you, no matter where you go, no matter where you roam in this lifetime. And it's a beautiful thing to realize that you have parents. You know, our son is a very precious person. And I was telling him, you know, Brian, you're back, but it's like being with a friend, you know. It's not like, oh, our son is back. It's like being with a grown person, like a roommate almost. And he looked at me and he said, Mom, you guys are still my parents. And that was very precious to me because that's how it's going to be for all of us. Amen? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Motherhood, a very great calling. I know we lose sight of that in the daily activities of raising up our brood. And we have to understand that when God bestows you with that calling, it is very great, people. We need people on the earth. And we need good, godly people on the earth. Amen? And so the fact that us women in here volunteered, or in my case, the happy surprise was that I was expecting a child. And no matter how they came, either way, we lined up ourselves with God and we carried through. Amen? A very, very powerful, important thing to God. The calling with promises. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Psalms 91:4. And ladies, I have experienced, and I talk about this in a minute, but I have experienced the highest of the highest and the lowest of the lowest being a mother. You know, when your child is hurting, when your child is being persecuted at school or bullied, or when they are taking their first step completely away from you, either way, it is an incredible challenge to a mother. And we need to remember that God is there for us. We need to be able to make it through motherhood without being completely destroyed or devastated. And we need to be able to understand that, God, I have a safe place. When you're a mother and you've got three or four kids and they're running around and you're trying to put food on the table and trying to clean the house and trying to get them to do their homework, all of that, we absolutely fatigue ourselves out, and we have to remember that we can go and hide under his wings and he will refresh us. Amen? It's impossible. Ladies, I don't know if you know this, but you've made it through all this time because God was there. Motherhood is intense, people. Beautiful, lovely. I wish I had had three more kids. Thank God Bill said no. Now, in retrospect, thank God that one of us was thinking. But I love, it is a very high calling for me to be a mother. And then guess what? God called us into the ministry, and I'm a spiritual mother here. And you don't even know how much I care for you and think of you and pray for you. Oh my gosh. You one day maybe God will tell you. Proverbs 31:31. These are promises. Honor her for all that her hands have done. Listen, if you're not dead somewhere, your mother has done somewhat of a decent job. We need to honor her. You need to take the time and say, Mom, I recognize, man, you are awesome. Mom, you do so much that I never even see. We need to honor people. That is something we are losing more and more in our society. Honor has become old-fashioned, and I don't need to say anything. They know, or they don't deserve it. No, honor them. Mom, I'm so glad that we have a roof over our head. Mom, I'm so glad that you cook for us when you do. I'm so glad, Mom, that you provide clothes for me, so many things. As I was putting the children's lesson together, we demonstrate the many things that mothers do. And I was like, oh, my God, we do so much. Really, truly do. Warrior of mine, lay down your sword and rest in the shadow of the Almighty. For the Lord your God is your refuge. Run to him, ladies, when you are overwhelmed, even with whatever, even in the marriage, even in situations that come up with the family, run to the Lord, amen, and he will absolutely refresh you. I cannot tell you, you know, he's the coolest person ever. You know, we may not be able to talk to our children about what we're going through with them. We may not be able to talk to our husbands even, but we can certainly talk to God, amen. And they are his problem. He sent them, amen? Nothing can live unless God breathes a spirit into it. So they belong to God. He is going to look out for them, amen? Praise God. Come to me when you are weary and heavily burdened, and I will give you rest, refreshing your soul with my salvation. Isn't this a beautiful picture? Come to God. Let him refresh you. You know, if you are exhausted, if you are completely spent, then understand that the fruit that you're going to be bearing is going to be out of that fatigue, out of that exhaustion. Let's do it with joy, amen? And let's go to the Father constantly. He has rivers of life flowing out of him, ready to impart to you so that you can go home and refresh your homes and your children, amen? Praise God. I am covered, protected by grace, covered by God, carried by God. Ladies, again, I am very aware of all the many times that God was there through the broken hearts, through the words that might have been said, or through, you know, worry and anxiety over them, or a disappointment. And God's grace will help you deal with that in a godly manner. Amen? So that you don't take it upon yourself and do it in the natural, because we are only human. In some ways, I know Pastor and I don't like saying that because people use it as an excuse. I'm only human. Yes, it's true. We are only human. We are finite in our strength, in our ability, in our wisdom. But when God enters the picture, we become infinite. We are able to endure all things. Amen?
Amen? Amen.
Smile for me for a minute. That's better. It's a great day. Entering true motherhood requires a willing vessel and a heart that's strong, along with the daily provision of God's grace and wisdom. Maybe you were surprised like me about being pregnant with a child. It's okay, because we can line up and understand this child is here. I wholeheartedly receive them, and we go to God. Amen. It's a tremendous journey to become a mother. The aspirations of a godly mother. A godly mother is a woman who reflects Christ's heart, prioritizes spiritual development, and leads her family with love, wisdom, and sacrificial service. The main thing you will ever do for your children that God will look at more than anything else is the spiritual development of those children. Well, I didn't start right. I haven't done that yet. It's never too late to start. You can start praying for your children. You can start asking God. Maybe some other person will reach them like you can't reach them. So all we do is never give up the fact that, you know what, Lord, I'm going to raise these children in a spiritual manner, even if they're out of my house. It doesn't matter to me. It's going to happen. You know, there's been times, you know, my children grew up, they did their own thing, and they're supposed to. We can't hold on to our children forever. They emancipate in stages. You know, they'll start moving away from us around 13 on up until about 19. But, oh my God, I just lost my thought. Anyway, so a spiritual development and love, wisdom, and sacrificial service. Ooh, that's interesting, Bill. She acts as a steward of her children, knowing she does this for her Father God. One thing we need to realize, mothers and fathers, is that we're raising those children for God. Amen. We're here for a short time. Eternity is forever. And we have to do our part. I don't care how fractured your family is. God is greater than that. God is able to reverse anything that we bring to him. He told me that a while back. He said, Eva, with me, all things are reversible. Nothing is finite. Nothing. There's no way that you can say, oh, well, that's the end of that. That's the way it's going to go. Never, never, never. That's where faith comes in. Amen. 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 She will teach them to love God. I don't know if you know this, but that's how children learn to love God. It's through us as their parents. Not through Sunday school. Not because we bring them to church. But because we teach them. If you look at Deuteronomy, if you look at the Old Testament, God would say, please talk to your children, fathers especially. You carry an anointing to engrave the scriptures in your children. And God would tell them, raise them up. Talk about the word in your home. Be natural about it. Amen? Because we're the ones that teach our children to love God. And to the degree that we love God is to the degree that they're going to love God. If you're a social Christian that just comes to church and likes to hang out and see people and, oh, I need the praise and worship, then that's how they're going to be. If you're a Christian that loves the word with all your heart and all your might, they're going to learn that. They really do learn that. Amen? Amen. Praise God. She will teach them to love God, fostering a legacy of faith and modeling integrity, grace, and a very real prayerful reliance on God. When things happen, do we run around with our heads cut off, mommies? Or do we immediately say, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened. Let's pray. What do we do first? Amen? These are the things we're teaching our children. She's a woman who continues to grow and develop, knowing she's the well of wisdom, truth, strength, faith, hope, and love to her family. The development of her character is the main priority to her because she understands that she will be feeding her children out of what she herself is living out daily. Um, We are each of us, the power that we have, people, we are each of us molded and remolded by those who have loved us. No love, no friendship can cross the path of our destiny without leaving its mark upon it forever. And this is extraordinarily true with mothers. We are molding hearts. We are molding minds. We are even helping mold futures. We have been given so much power, ladies. Remember, it is never too late. You can start today to do the very best that you can and to rock it. Amen. Look, we're running out of time, so you don't have to do it forever. Just jump in and say, you know what? I'm going to finish this with a bang. I'm going to go out with a bang in this lifetime. Amen. Praise God. So our children are being molded by us. You know, it's so funny. Sometimes, and I'm being honest about this, I've never heard anybody here, but especially with relatives and so on, I've heard relatives say, oh my God, I don't know why they're like that. And I look at them, I know exactly why they're like that. Amen. Grandma taught it and we bought it. Amen. Praise God. To all of our mothers everywhere, past, present, or future, I say thank you. Thank you for giving birth, for shaping souls, for forming character, and for demonstrating the pure love of Christ. Amen. And again, ladies, we're on a journey. We're going to keep learning. We're going to keep getting better. Amen. And I have a quote about regret. There's no room for regret. If you allow regret regarding what the kind of job you might have done with your children, you're literally going to stop your progress from changing all that. You can't allow regrets. They are weights. Amen? Praise the Lord. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. And she smiles at the future, not fearing it, knowing that she and her family are prepared. This is, again, we're molding them. Your children are living in a very complicated world. It's not the world that we grew up in. And it is up to us to mold them, to give them strength and courage. And how do we do that? Not by saying, you're going to have to overcome all these things. No, by saying, God is with you. With God, everything is possible. And that's how we begin to diffuse. We bring more of God into them and allow them to get strong in Him so that when something does happen, they do not get overwhelmed. Amen? Amen? So if you're doing a good job in preparing your children, you're going to smile at whatever comes. You're going to go, bring it on. We're more than able. Amen. God is with us. Praise God. The journey of motherhood absolutely elevates her entire being. When a woman becomes a mother, she just took on, I mean, her spirit. She's now on a whole different trajectory, spiritually, soulishly, and physically. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When we become mothers, the Lord moves in, and especially when we reach out to Him, and He allows all things to be possible for us. You don't understand the situation that we're dealing with. It is an overwhelming, horrible situation with one of our children. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Can I have an amen? Amen. You can love those children in their hardest time. And guess what? It's when your children are probably not walking the way they probably should. It's when they need us to love them even more. Not to punish them, not to reject them, to encourage them, to help open their eyes. You're only hurting yourself, son. You're only hurting yourself, my love, my daughter. Amen? But once a woman becomes a mother, she is elevated to a whole other level. Now, I need to make a distinction here. In fact, Karen, proving my point here, Karen volunteered to be in Sunday school because she said, I know Dan is in there, but I want Dan to sit with Ruth. It's Mother's Day. There are women that have not had their own children. that are phenomenal mothers. Phenomenal. They carry the heart and the desire to mother someone. It could even be at work, maybe a younger employee that you see struggling and you reach out to them and you encourage them. We don't have to have 10 kids to qualify to be a mother. Amen. I was a nun and I was prepared to live my life raising children up for God. I mean, from Watts all the way into Beverly Hills, we would go to mansions to teach privately some of the kids of the celebrities up there. And then I also taught in Watts, in Compton, where I would have to nail a little board to the tree. And we had little wooden benches, and we would sit out in the hot sun, and we would teach them catechism. It's the heart, ladies. It's a heart that we say, you know what, I'm going to embrace that. And you become a mother all your life. And that's how it should be. Amen. So it's not the children necessarily. It's the heart. Praise God. Motherhood will take every woman to task. Ladies, can I have an amen?
Amen.
And the smarter your kids, oh my God, I remember one time I was like, Lord, what will I do? Because Brian reached 16 to about 21. I'm like, well, what do I do? I'm in new territory. And he said, you're raising a leader. Deal with it. Deal with it. Because the smarter they are and the stronger their character, more than likely, they're going to end up leading people. So we don't want to break that. Amen. We want to learn to work with it. Praise God. So she will be stretched to the limit of her character, her sanity, her capabilities, and so on. Her sincerity, too, will be tested every turn, at every turn. And it's in motherhood that every woman will experience the greatest joys of her life and at times the greatest heartaches, pains, and disappointments. Motherhood is then the great paradox. You know, we look at pictures and it looks so cozy, and usually the mom's holding an infant and it's very beautiful. It would be great if it stayed that way, but they grow up. Amen? Amen? And, you know, we sometimes they make choices. We made choices. You know, sometimes parents are like, I don't know why they're choosing this. And I'm like, have you looked at your life? You know, I'm serious, people. Anyway, moving right along. Motherhood is then the great paradox, because it should look like this, but it has this side to it too. Amen. God will call upon every woman willing to mother into a holy pilgrimage where she will learn to walk her days in courage and humility. And in this path is where a genuine desire and ability to become a great mother will be born. There are moms, and then there are great moms. And I pray with all my heart that you aspire to be a great mom. And again, it's never too late. You know, it's beautiful. Every morning we wake up and we have a brand new sack of seeds, and you can sow all the right ones. And very shortly, a new harvest will come. So never be discouraged. It's like, oh, it's too late. Are you kidding me? Never, ever, ever with God. Let me ask you something. Do we depart from God sometimes? Do we do our own thing sometimes? Do you think he ever quits on us? No. That's how we're going to be as moms. In fact, you're going to liken the love of a true mom, a good mom, to that of God and the way he loves us. God will call upon every mother willing to mother into a holy pilgrimage while she will learn to walk her days in courage and humility. Courage and humility. You're going to have to. When we become mothers, one of the first things that gets nailed on that cross is our ego. You're not going to tell me, you little two-year-old, what we're going to do today. And our pride can get up there. They get to be 16, 17. Mom, that's not true. You're telling a lie there. I remember a teenage son correcting his mom, and the mom couldn't say anything. She was like, because he was right. And our ego can get so pricked if we're not careful when we're mothering. You have to be full of courage and humility in order to be able to do it right. And in this path is where a genuine desire and ability to become a great mother will be born. This astronomical learning curve will teach her about the true meaning of life. This astronomical learning curve will teach her about the true meaning of life and that of giving life and of promoting it to the fullest. She embarks in a solitary journey of exploration, truth, and wisdom as God guides her. In order to stay the course as a good mother, she will learn how to forgive on a whole other level. Ladies, can I have an amen?
Amen.
A true mother cannot hold a record of wrongs, no more than God does. She forgives as He forgives. The God in her allows her to hold her arms and heart open to her children, no matter what they both will face in this life. They say to forgive is to forget. A precious mother will master this. Don't we have to forget, ladies? You cannot remember yesterday. You cannot remember what happened yesterday. Even really honestly, the good, we just take this day one day at a time. Amen? She will discover a very rare and pure love, a gentle, tender, and kind love. This kind of love is one that only a child can draw out of her. She will learn to become selfless in order to put others before her. She gives her time, her attention, her prayers, her love, and all her resources to help her children in any way she can. Scripture, John 15:13, no one has greater love nor stronger commitment than to lay down his own life for his friends. I'm thinking about when we do any baby dedications, which we haven't done in a while. The last one was baby Jonathan, and it was during the pandemic. We had to go to their house to dedicate the baby. But I'm thinking of putting a little bit of a, almost like a prayer for the parents to speak over the child as far as their spiritual commitment to them. The truth a mother lives. This is how it feels. There are days when this is how it feels. All we can do is hold you up as we get tidal wave after tidal wave of life, situations that are quite overwhelming. Ladies, you know I'm talking to you because there are times when you're like, the baby must survive, and we're going down for the count. Amen? And this baby could be a grown child that we're still holding up. Some days are heavy, balancing motherhood and my own struggles. But for my kids, I will always find the strength to keep going and show up with love. It's so funny. Once the kids start coming, a lot of times we're like, think of me? Do things I want? What? Because it goes out the window. By my side, Mary, I thought of you and your two girls, but this is us and our children. By my side, from each other, over the years, we gather strength through laughter and tears. The love that comes with precious tears. The love of a mother has that place where there will be tears sometimes. Through motherhood, she will find herself in a whole other dimension of the human experience. But this dimension only allows entrance to the woman with a willing heart, a desire to learn and grow, and a search for the truth of what real life is according to God. However, the beautiful reality is that she and her child embark on this highly important journey together. Children and their moms grow together. We expect them to be a professional mom. You got to know what you're doing. That's impossible. We're going to be growing up with you. We've never faced those challenges. We've never faced a child that depends on us completely. We're going to have to evolve and grow alongside of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? A mother can't parent her grown child as she did when they were a toddler. We keep growing and we keep expanding as you keep growing, as you keep expanding. Amen? A little measure of grace would be so appreciated, knowing that your mom is trying. She's just trying. Children and their moms grow together. They help each other to keep going and keep growing as the many changes and challenges come. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man, so one child sharpens and influences another, the mother, through discussion. Amen. A wise person will learn from others. Moms, our children are here to teach us so very much. My children have become master teachers in my life. They will teach you many things if you are open to them. If you are open in the moment to recognize this child right now that I think is challenging me is trying to teach me something. Unconditional love, forgiveness, understanding. Our children are like iron that we sharpen ourselves against. Amen? Your mother is not your enemy, and mothers, your children are not a nightmare. They are your joy. Amen? When you hit a place where you're like, what do I do? This is ridiculous. I don't know what to do right now. That's an actual beautiful opportunity to grow. To grow. And the ladies are like, you should see your faces. I'm going to have to start walking around. I'm sorry, but I'm going to get in your faces. So, a wise person will learn from others. Moms, our children are here to teach us so very much. If you are wise, you will allow this exchange, this relationship, to flow both ways. It took me a long time to understand all of this, people. I totally understand this. And now I look at my children and they're teaching me. Keep growing. Keep evolving. They face challenges. And it's like, there's no such a thing as quitting. No, I'm going to grow further in my faith. I'm going to be there more for them. I'm going to demonstrate God in my house even more. Amen? We just keep growing. Ladies, say amen.
Amen.
Okay? I might ask you to sit up because you're wilting. Sometimes people are sent to us to teach us or to help elevate our being into the realm of the authentic believer, the real thing, where we will experience the actual character of God Himself. Our children are certainly little agents of this powerful dynamic. I don't know if you know this, but husbands, your wife was sent to you to help you grow. Oh, wow, that got really quiet. I don't even think they're breathing right now. And wives, I don't know if you know this, but your husband was given to you to help you grow. Oh, a person that lives by themselves and has their own life and does their own thing. Everything is beautiful and, you know, I do whatever I want. It isn't until God puts you in that brown paper sack with your husband and he holds the lid and just says, no, you're not going to quit. No, I'm not going to let you stop. And you begin to chase each other in this bag and you see all the rumbling and fighting. And then all of a sudden it slowly begins to quiet down. Guess why? We learned to love. We learned to accept. We learned to understand. Amen? Praise God. But your children were given to you to help you grow and to help you learn. We feel overwhelmed because we don't understand. You're like, I've hit my limit. I don't know what to do with them. That's perfect. You're right on the verge of going to the next level. Amen? You should see your faces. Glory to God. Father, it's your fault you gave me this message. You should see your faces. You're getting more and more deflated and you're like looking at me like, really? Sometimes as our mother's child, I'm talking to the children now, and we were all someone's child, we lack the understanding that no woman was born a mother. Do you understand that? She didn't come out of the womb with a book in her hand saying, I read this while I was in there. And when a woman becomes a mother, she finds herself in a whole other world. World! Her children will catapult her into a whole other realm of existence and to a drastically different life than what she has known. Oh, man. College days. Ooh, Lorda, Lorda. That's best of, some of my best times, man, was going to college. No! No one was counting on me. We were dating. The most awesome courtship. Went to Europe for a year to study. And, dude, it's like, and then motherhood hits you and you're like, what am I doing here? I'm in the wrong life. I belong over there. I want to go back to Paris, you know? No, our children will catapult us into a whole other world. One that she couldn't have possibly imagined for herself. Nobody can paint a picture of what you're going to go through. Nobody. It's learn as you go. That's the way it is for mothers. You learn as you go. And you know, people, I know what God was trying to do with this. I have books probably of notes that I could have drawn from. Very, very beautiful, sentimental things about mothers. But I think God wanted us to understand what a mother really goes through. It's motherhood is not for the weak at heart at all. At all. That's why it requires courage and humility. Courage and humility. The first few months of motherhood are like a woman trying to land a 747 airplane. I don't know if it was jet or airplane, but anyway, to land a 747 airplane when she has never learned how to fly one, much less how to land one. She will be overwhelmed and stressed out, especially in the beginning. It's a stretch and stretch and stretch of your humility, your patience. One of my babies was very, very sick with severe colic for the first 3-4 months of their life. And let me tell you, there were times I would just weep and sob. I had TBN on all the time. I had the word going on all the time. And sometimes I would even call for prayer because this was like way, way in the beginning. And you just cry when you see your child suffer. And children, I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't know if you believe this, but when you are struggling, when you are hurting, when something bad happens to you, we feel it 10 times worse than you'll ever know. We go through it with you. When I've seen my child persecuted, my children persecuted, when I've seen them bullied, I would tell them, I would feed them words. Listen, I know it's hard. We can go talk to your teacher. No, don't go. It makes it worse. Okay, we're going to pray, but understand that these people have nothing to do with your life. Soon you will be out of this school and you won't even remember these people. You're going to leave them in the dust because you're going to keep going forward in life. Amen? But children, understand that we feel more of what you're going through than you could ever imagine. Much less how to land one, she will be overwhelmed and stressed out, especially in the beginning. She will need to learn to tap into things inside of her that God has graced her with for the task at hand. We have to find that, ladies. We have to look for it. Okay, Lord, right now I am in great need of patience with my child. Look for it. It's inside of you. God has given it to you so that you can do this right. For with God, all things are possible. Never forget that. Even in your mothering, we use that for healing. We use it for all kinds of things. The truth is, with God, all things are possible. Oh, you don't understand. My kids hate me. They don't even want to come visit and they're gone and whatever. With God, all things are possible. Amen. Look at what he did with you. You were gone. You didn't go visit him. You didn't talk to him. When we were growing up, we were too cool for school. But what did he do? No, this is possible. I will win them. I will love them. They will come back to me. And look at where we are. So God, the faithful, helps her right in the midst of all of these changes and dynamics that are being introduced to her all at the same time. And this time, it's on the job training for her. But with his guiding hand, she is able to yield to the newness of her world, and she begins to walk in peace and assurance, knowing that God has her back, that he is right there with her. She begins to understand that her growth will be eternal as God continues to perfect all that pertains to her. Mothers, relax. As they say, chillax. Just relax, because you're on a trajectory that's eternal. You're going to keep learning. You're going to keep growing. You're going to keep evolving. You're going to keep getting better and better, stronger and stronger, wiser and wiser. So relax. Amen. As long as you keep walking with God, there's not going to be any end to what you're going to accomplish. Not any end. God will perfect all that pertains to you, ladies. Say this with me. God will perfect all that pertains to me. He will. That's a promise. A wise mother will not live in regret of mistakes that were made along the way, because she understands that she was growing up alongside of her child. At that moment, she was trying. She did the best she could. I don't know of one woman, even in the world, that said, I'm going to have kids and I'm going to do a lousy job and I'm not going to care and I'm going to try to destroy them a lot. I don't know of any woman like that. It was the opposite. I'm trying. I just don't know what to do in this next place. Amen. Regret is something that God does not allow us to have. And let me tell you something. There are days, as much as I tried, I studied child development, children's education, all of that. As much as I tried, I know that I failed my children here and there along the way. And that wants to consume me, because I love them so much that the last thing I wanted to do was hurt them. But I did. And when I go to God, or when he sees me sitting in that soup of regret, he immediately stops it and he says, how is that going to change anything? Why don't you just sow the right thing today for tomorrow? Amen. That's how you sow yourself out of potential divorce. Start sowing the right seeds and the harvest will come. That's how you will not lose your children. Pick up the right seeds and start harvesting right now, today. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at that moment, she was trying, and she did the best she could. You have to understand, children, honestly, that your moms love you. They're not going to be perfect, but are you perfect? We've got to have compassion on the moms. There's a huge tidal wave of this generation of being disgruntled with parents, and, you know, we size you up, and you're not all that, mom, and you're not that smart, and I'm smarter than you now. Be careful. Honor your mother and your father. Amen. We are commanded to. I was commanded to love my mother and my father. And I was not close to one of my parents at all. It was really, really sad to me. But I still had to honor them. I still had to love them. And I still do. Forgive yourself. I love this quote. Forgive yourself for not knowing earlier what only time could teach. Forgive yourself. You walk out of this hall today having forgiven yourself for anything you think you might have not done perfectly. Forgive your yesterdays. Live in today earnestly. Seize today. Be present today. Amen. And then set yourself to slay your tomorrows. For with God, it is never too late. Slay tomorrow. To say, look, today was a rough day, and I don't know what I was sowing today, but tomorrow I'm going to slay this. I'm going to put this under my feet. I'm going to get the victory. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Lamentations 3:21. But this I call to mind, therefore I have hope. It is because of the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great and beyond measure is your faithfulness. God's loving kindness and mercy and forgiveness is new every morning to you moms. Amen. So let's pick up ourselves, brush ourselves off, and say to ourselves, you know what? I did the best with what I had. Tomorrow is a new day. I will sow it right. But today I am present to love these people in my life. Amen. Amen. Almost done. Our greatest hope ever is he's still working on me. God's still working on you. Amen. We can, you know, it's awesome. We try to be good moms and we do our best. And then we try to be good grandmas and we do our best. It's ongoing, people. Some of us may reach to be great grandmothers. Glory to God. A blessing for our moms. We'll close with this. May your heart be wrapped in the same love you give so freely. May your days be filled with the peace you bring to others. And may you walk this earth for many more beautiful years, so we have time to return even a fraction of the love and sacrifices you've given us. You are deeply cherished, not just today, but always. Happy Mother's Day. Moms. I want to urge even us grown people that still have our parents here, and especially the children. There are so many regrets that I've had to deal with in children that were left behind because they missed the opportunity to love those two people in their lives that, if anything, kept them from being homeless, provided food, and did the best they could. Let us not get to that day where we forget, where we know that we forgot to express our heart to them at least every once in a while. I saw this quote and I live by it. Don't wait until it's too late to say the things that need to be said. And we're talking about the good things. I love you. What are you saving that for? Children, they have done so many studies. By the way, I have to share this. They've done many studies, and the children get their intelligence from the mother. It's proven. It's proven. But
too loud.
Do you know what he said? He looked at Brian and he said, sorry.
I'm intelligent.
Brian, I'm intelligent. Oh my gosh. But honestly, people, let us not be selfish with our affection. Not as children and not as parents. They've done many studies, people, and one hug will add life to that person. If you can hug someone for over 20 seconds, that absolutely destroys cortisol in our bodies. It destroys anxiety. It destroys stress, depression. One hug that lasts for 20 seconds. We can do that. Keep your mom alive by hugging her. And mothers, love your children and hug them all the time. Get on their nerves. Just do it. Get on their nerves. Mom, that's too much. That's too crazy. Oh, no, it isn't. Come here, baby. Amen. I love you guys so much. We're going to pray for the moms now. And we're going to release our faith for this coming year. People, we take this very, very seriously. For us, it's covenant. you showed up today, and we're going to absolutely wrap you up in the covenant of God, his protection, his healing, all of it. Okay, Pastor.